Today is the 5th of January, 2017, and the scripture reading for today is taken from the 91st Psalm. And it says, "For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways." Psalm 91:11. You know, that's quite a comfort for us, isn't it? People talk about everything going on in Satan's kingdom and how that, you know, we know that Satan is the prince and the power of the air that works in the children of disobedience. But we also have consolation that if we're one of God's elect, that he has given his angels charge over us to keep us. Let's just read through this 91st Psalm. "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty." Now the question that we ask is, you know, what is the secret place of the Most High? What is the secret place of the Most High? Well, we're told what the secret place of the Most High is in the next verse. It says, "I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust." Well, who's the Lord? You know, there's a lot of people that have a lot of different lords. You know, a lot of people like to watch The Lord of the Rings, J.I. Tolkien, all that mess. A lot of people make materialism their lord. You know, a lot of people make education their lord. A lot of people even make seminaries their lord. But the psalmist here says, "I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust." The Lord is Christ. The Lord is Christ. "He that dwelleth in the secret place of Christ shall abide under the shadow of Christ. I will say of Christ, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he, surely Christ, shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence." You know, we have a lot of noisome pestilence going around us. Whether it's environmental noise, cars, airplanes, engines, manufacturing, you know, all this. Or whether it's the noise of wind and rain and thunder and storms, or whether it's the noise of false doctrine, you know. But here we're told that he shall deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. "He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler." Christ said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." And so Christ is where we find truth. "And his truth shall be our shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day." When Bush was in office, he proclaimed a war on terror. Well, we have a defense from terrorists. We have a defense from terror, George Bush, and that is Christ. Christ. We are not afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. David saw that, didn't he? God protected the king. God protected the soldier David, the king David, the shepherd David. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. You know, I can firsthand say that I've seen that. I've seen the reward of the wicked. I see how that God has brought down, how he brought down Mel Carnahan and his son, how he brought down Dick Cheney, who was a flaming, in-your-face homosexual that came against me, how he brought down the state of Missouri and their wickedness coming against me, how he's brought down other people who shake their fist in the face of God and his word. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. You know, Christ has chosen us in him from the foundation of the world. And that's why we can sing, you know, he hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock. You know, there's a song that says, sometimes I get discouraged and think my life in vain. I'm tempted then to murmur and of my lot complain. But then I think of Jesus and all he's done for me, and I cry, O rock of ages, hide thou me. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Thou shalt no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. You know, what a promise. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. That's protection. That's preservation. You know. And they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. I wonder how many times angels, God's angels, have borne us up, have protected us. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. You know, there are those that worship the dragon. You know, that's the Luciferian doctrine. That's the Kabbalah. That's the Talmud. That's the worshiping of Satan. But we tread upon. We tread upon and trample the dragon under our feet through the power of Christ. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, and because he hath known my name. You know, Christ has set his love upon all of his elect. He's bestowed his grace upon us. He has chosen us in him from the foundation of the world. That's why we know his name. That's why we proclaim his name. He's given him a name that's greater than all, every name, that every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Well, I'm thankful that we have these promises from God that He has shown us His salvation. He has delivered us from the snare and the fowler and the pestilence and the dragons and the plagues and the every imaginable onslaught of Satan. He's our rock. He's our fortress. He's our refuge. He's our shield. He's our buckler. You know? And we need to be reminded of this. God is our refuge and our strength. Our high tower. Well, we should not be afraid of what man can do unto us. But we are serving a mighty, mighty God. He is the Prince of Peace. He's the Everlasting Father. He's the King of Kings. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. David remembered this when he was faced with Goliath, wasn't he? You know, David said, I come to you in the name of the Lord God of Israel. And this day I'll take from you your head. Well, isn't that a wonderful reminder to us this morning that God has given His angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I'm glad that we have protection, and the providential hand of God is watching over us, and we can be we can rest in His love. There is a rest to the people of God. When we see all this chaos and evil around us, let us be reminded that the Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. He maketh us to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth us beside the still waters. He restores our soul. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. For He is with us. His rod and His staff comfort us. He prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Our cup runs over. Surely good and mercy will follow us all the days of our life, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May the good Lord be with you today and bless this day and comfort you in the midst of a wicked and perverse generation.